A little over a decade later, in the now vacant refinery lot is on its way to a rebirth. The City of Tallahassee and its Community Redevelopment Agency are giving the City of St. Marks a $200,000 subgrant to fund the project. Cynthia Barber directs Tallahassee's Environmental Policy and Energy Resources Department.
For us, we saw that as a opportunity to do a regional project, one that would have benefit on residents of the City of Tallahassee.
The City of St. Marks plans to build its innovation park on the old refinery property. St. Marks City Manager Zoe Mansfield believes this land can become a hotspot for business once again.
With the City of Tallahassee helping us with this $200,000 subgrant to add onto our EPA $200,000 grant, that'd be $400,000. With this collective effort, we will accomplish our plans to attract the commercial business and industry.
The cleanup is expected to be complete in 2015. For WFSU News, I'm Blaze Ganey.